Get over here! We got a new trailer for Mortal Kombat, we've got new titles for the next Spider-Man movie, and two new heroes have entered the DCEU. This is Live Action Remake. Welcome back to Live Action Remake, your source for movie news, TV news, reviews, and recommendations. My name is Diego, and we have quite a bit to talk about, as we usually do, especially if you are a fan of DC Comics. We have a lot of exciting stuff to get into this week, particularly. But, as we normally do, we're going to start with trailers. There was only really one trailer we needed to talk about this week, and that is for Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat, the newest trailer has just dropped, and it looks incredible. The character designs, the CGI, the costuming, the fighting. We see Sub-Zero freeze up some blood and turn it into a knife, basically. It looks very fun, very out there, and there is going to be the tournament. We see all the characters on display, all the brutalities. They're really going for it. They're taking a big swing at Mortal Kombat, I feel like, in this one, compared to the other Mortal Kombat movies, definitely. The interesting thing is, there is the main character who is named Cole. We don't know who that is. There's been a lot of theories going around. I think he's probably going to be the second Sub-Zero, who is Sub-Zero's brother, who is actually a good guy, more or less. That's my overall theory. I don't know enough about Mortal Kombat, but I would love to hear your theories as to who Cole is, the main character of the film. Maybe he's just a new character. Maybe that's all he's going to be. But let me know what you guys think about Mortal Kombat. I'm excited for it. It's coming to HBO Max this April. Now let's get on to movie news, because there are some really cool things that we needed to talk about. Sasha Cale is set to be the DCEU's version of Supergirl. That's right, Supergirl is coming to the DCEU. She will be in the upcoming Flash movie. That's already two Batman, one Supergirl, one Flash so far. It's gonna be pretty exciting. There might be two Flashes, since the Flash travels to the Arrowverse in the last crossover, so maybe that's connecting to his movie. I don't know, but I digress. Supergirl will be in the film. She's being played by a person of color, and she has black hair, so if that's upsetting to you, I don't know why. Kryptonians are not a race that need to be white. That has never been confirmed. Calm down. Also, she looks kind of like Henry Cavill. I can see her being his cousin. It makes sense. She has the black hair. Absolutely. Looks like an excellent casting. Definitely a different version than Melissa Benoist. In other DC movie news, Blue Beetle is set to be directed by Angel Manuel Soto and will begin filming this fall. Guys, Blue Beetle is finally coming to the DCEU. He is one of my favorite characters. We are not looking at the Ted Kord version. We are looking at the Jaime Reyes version, the most beloved. He's Hispanic. He is attached to the scarab that basically grows around him and creates almost Iron Man-like suit around him. It has a mind of its own, though, so there's a lot of back and forth talking. It's very funny. He's a very powerful character. If you want a good version of Blue Beetle, like a good in-depth look at the character, check out the second season of Young Justice. They do the character perfectly. There's also some very good comics you can look up. He's also in Batman, The Brave and the Bold. He's a fantastic character. This is so exciting as a person of color, as a Hispanic man. I am so excited to have some representation, finally. It seems to be in very good hands. I'm so excited to see what this turns out to be. I think he can cross over with characters like Booster Gold, like Firestorm, like Shazam. Fun, different characters in the DCEU that aren't necessarily in the box of the Justice League. I think that's where Blue Beetle fits in that world. I'd love to see more characters grow around him. I can't wait. Zack Snyder has confirmed that the Justice League will premiere worldwide March 18th, meaning it will be available to buy outside the US, on demand, and for digital download. So, that's a really big win for the international fans of the Snyderverse. It's very good on him that they all get to see it. He has been talking about that. They were trying to find a way to get everyone to do it. Everyone able to see it. He made good on his word, so you gotta give him that. This is very recent news. This is actually today. I've been going bonkers about this. Tom Holland, Jacob Batalon, and Zendaya have been trolling us with different Spider-Man 3 titles, including Spider-Man Phone Home, which was the first one from Tom Holland, and I thought that was the real title, which I hated, and then Jacob came out with Homewrecker, which was even worse, and Zendaya topped it all off with Home Slice. With these quote-unquote titles, they also showed us new photos from the movie, showing the three of them back together, so that was kind of cool, but the new title still hasn't been confirmed. It may be being confirmed in the next like 5 minutes. I have no idea. I'm recording at the moment. I really hope they don't use Home in the name. I get the gimmick at this point. I don't want any more gimmicky names. I do want to know what the title is. I've been waiting quite a bit for this. It's coming out this year. We need to know the title. Let me know what you guys think it's gonna be, if you like Phone Home or Home Wrecker or Home Slice. I'm just really glad the gang is all having fun together, I guess, but I want to know what the title is so bad. Paddington 3 is now officially in the works, so that's pretty cool. The first two Paddington films have been critically acclaimed, beloved, so that's pretty cool. Love it. Lupita Nyong'o is set to adapt her children's book, Sulwe, into a Netflix animated film, a book made to encourage children to love the color of their skin. I love Lupita Nyong'o. She's a fantastic actress. I just thought this was some very nice news. Sometimes you need a little bit of nice, good news. And I thought that was really great. I'm glad they're making it a movie. Good on her. We get a new look at Jared Leto's Joker, kind of dressed like Jesus. It was a little spooky. He's got the horns and looks like they're doing the most with this Jared Leto Joker. I don't know. I don't know. Definitely interesting. If you want to check it out, you can look at it on our page at Live Action Remake on Facebook or Instagram. We also got a new poster for Godzilla vs. Kong, showing them fighting underwater. So that first fight that we see in the trailer means they are going underwater for a portion of that fight. That's not going to be good for Kong. I don't know if Godzilla can breathe underwater. I'm pretty sure he can, but it doesn't look good for him. Now here's an interesting one. Despite rumors, Big Hero 6 will not be coming into the MCU. The Disney Insider, Diz Insider, reported that earlier this week, and now it has been debunked. So many people believe that Big Hero 6 was coming to the MCU, particularly Hero and Baymax. That unfortunately is not true at the moment. For those who were excited about that news, don't fret because they are originally MCU characters. They're originally Marvel characters, so that could happen still. Probably wouldn't look like Baymax or Hero, but that is definitely a possibility for sometime in the future. The Marvel Universe is ever expanding. If people really love Big Hero 6, there probably will be some version of them in the MCU one day. I don't think that's going to be anytime soon. Maybe in the next 10, 15 years, but not this year, not in the next 5 years. There's already a lot on their plate at the moment. Monster High is set to have a live-action TV movie and an animated reboot set by Nickelodeon and Mattel. Monster High was a very popular doll line. It kind of shattered a lot of expectations, so I just thought that was some pretty cool stuff. I remember my niece really loved those Monster High dolls, so I don't know. Maybe she's listening. I hope you are, Melody. Now on to TV news. HBO Max is set to reboot Constantine. That will possibly tie into Justice League Dark, a TV show that is also in the works at HBO Max. They are looking for a 20-something person of color as the lead. A Riz Ahmed type was the exact words. I like Constantine. I think a lot of people are very happy with Matt Ryan as the character, and maybe they're not as excited about a different person taking on the character. But I think that could be really cool, a person of color playing the character. I'm always down for more representation, as you may have guessed. And if it's leading into Justice League Dark, which could lead into the DCEU if it ever gets on track, that would be really cool. I'd love to see Constantine, a version that was on HBO Max that we could see in the movies. I'm down. I'm absolutely down. The CBS series Mom is set to end with its eighth season. This show is pretty critically acclaimed as well. People really love it. My girlfriend actually really loves the show. She's been talking to me about it a lot. I know in the last, I think maybe season, Anna Faris had left the show and it focused more on her mom. But yeah, the show is ending with its eighth season, so I'm glad I had a good run. This one is for you Arrowverse fans. Jay Garrick is set to cross over with Stargirl. Jay Garrick is the Flash of the past. He is on the Flash, played by John Wesley Shipp, incredible, who also played the Flash in the 90s show. So it's pretty cool he's come back as Jay Garrick, and he was on the show The Flash for quite a bit of time. Now he's going to be on Stargirl. It's set to be in a flashback episode, and he'd likely be a member of the Justice Society of America. So it's really cool that they keep their actors around John Wesley Shipp to do all these roles. He has played The Flash, he has played Jay Garrick, he has played Barry Allen's father as well. Because of all of the dimension hopping, there's different versions of different characters. I'm glad that they keep giving him stuff to do. I love John Wesley Shipp. That's awesome. Can't wait to see him on Stargirl. And finally, we got brand new looks at Kate Bishop on the set of Hawkeye in her costume. Still can't get over how amazing it looks. I'm always gonna post new photos of Kate Bishop because Hailee Steinfeld looks fantastic as the character. And we got new photos from Falcon and the Winter Soldier, showing off Bucky's new look, Falcon, they're in a firefight. We also got a look at them with Sharon Carter, And Falcon in a suit with the Captain America shield? Was that some kind of funeral? Hopefully not for Captain America. Who knows? You can check out those photos again on our pages at Live Action Remake on Facebook and Instagram. Give them a follow. Give them a like. Go ahead. Check them out. Please. Go for it. Do it. Yes. Now on to what I'm currently watching. I just finished the pilot for Superman and Lois on the CW. It was pretty great. It was an hour and a half. It had the feel of Man of Steel with the presence of a Christopher Reeves, like that hopeful feeling that you get from Superman. I absolutely loved it. I feel like they nailed the character. Tyler Hoechlin was a fantastic casting. Ever since Supergirl season 2, he really is bringing another level to it in this one. He has different problems than your normal Superman. They've given him a lot to work with. He has twins. He just lost his job. Spoilers. His mother passes away. So a lot's going on in Superman's life where basically he's falling apart. And of course, a new threat has come about. I'm not going to spoil too much about the episode. It really dives into the idea of how does Superman deal with his children, who are very, very different. One who takes after him, one who has an anxiety disorder, which is something different that we've never seen, I think, on the CW or in any superhero media. It's kind of cool. They talk about therapy and stuff like that. I think they really are doing an honest, modern take on Superman, and it's working on every level. Even the sons, who I thought might have been a little bit annoying, I was a little bit worried that they were going to be annoying. They were good. I believe them as a family. They have a good dynamic. Lois and Clark are great. We're not seeing them, like, dating. We're not seeing them or figuring out that he's Superman. They just already, they know. They're married. They have kids. It's past that point. And I'm glad that we're seeing Superman and Lois in a different light. I love it so far. It's a great show. I'm really excited to see what happens next. I think it's about 13 episodes. I can't wait for more. I couldn't recommend it enough. I think you can see it on the CW app for free now. Go check it out. Superman and Lois. It's absolutely fantastic. Now it's time to talk the latest episode of WandaVision. So if you have not seen the newest episode, pause this podcast. Go check it out. Come back here. Watch all 7 episodes. Take a day. Take a day off. Go watch it. Come back because we need to talk about it. Because we need to talk about who it was all along. So, we're going to get started in 3, 2, 1. Now, this episode is clearly the most modern, get it, Modern Family, episode as far as the sitcom goes. It is clearly taken from Modern Family, and the intro was clearly taken from The Office. Even the music was very, very similar. The intro was a little creepy with the music and the words Wanda, 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 Wanda. It was a little off-putting, but it was definitely the right feel for what this episode is, because it does feel like a regular Modern Family episode. At one point, Catherine Hans, Agnes, says, she's like, oh, I don't bite, and then it cuts to her being like, I did actually bite a kid once. That made me laugh a little bit. It was quite fun. We get to see Wanda really, really breaking down. She's having a rough go of it. She doesn't know what's going on. She's really lost her mind a little bit. She gets very candid with Tommy and Billy, telling them that she doesn't have all the answers. And you see Billy's reaction to that, and it's pretty funny. I actually loved his eye just being like, what? We also get Vision has woken up, and he's in the middle of a circus where he meets Darcy. He immediately fixes her memory, and they get off onto a road trip where she kind of spoils the ending of Infinity War for him, telling him what has happened and why. He gets a clear view as what's been going on for Wanda, and you see for the first time Vision actually kind of understanding why Wanda's doing what she's doing, which I kind of liked. You know, it's not Wanda's the bad guy. It's Wanda's flawed, and she's had a really rough couple of weeks. Can we give her a little bit of a break at least? Another interesting thing is that Hayward has set up a perimeter again, and it seems like they are going to go in. So that's a bad idea. But it said that they're going to be moving out soon. So apparently soldiers are going to be coming. That's going to be another part of this whole fiasco of an ending. Fiasco, I mean, like, for Wanda, not in the sense of the show, because the show so far has been fantastic. Outside of Westview, we also see that Monica and Jimmy have finally gotten the vehicle that they needed to get Monica through the barrier, and it does not work at all. It doesn't work a little bit at all. They also meet with a general. I forget what her name was, but they don't necessarily specify if she is the aerospace engineer. That might have been just the person who brought it. If that is the aerospace engineer, I believe she is Talos' daughter in disguise. That's my theory as of right now, is that it's the Skrull that Monica grew up with and became friends with. I think that's a good theory. Makes sense. I don't think it needs to be Reed Richards. I'd love it to be Reed Richards, but I don't think that's like in the budget, you know? I don't think they're gonna bring John Krasinski or whoever is playing him to just come here and be like, "Hi, I'm Reed." I don't think that's gonna be good for the character. That's the way to introduce him. I don't know. Monica, of course, can't get through with her vehicle, so she runs through. She seems to be having a struggle. One thing I really liked about that whole scene, though, was that we get to see voiceover. We get to hear voiceover of Carol. Carol is what pushes her through, and I think that's why she gains abilities kind of similar to Carol, because she centered herself and she became strong the way that Carol always told her she was, and then she became powerful. I think that makes sense. It's reality altering. She went through it. She came in with a focus that Wanda wasn't expecting. She came out with abilities. I'm down. Monica is now powered, and they kind of had a little bit of a face off, her and Wanda. Wanda nearly attacks her, but Monica actually convinces her that that's not the person that she is. I believed it. It was a good moment. I think she almost turned Wanda until, of course, Agnes takes her away. And we gotta get to that ending, right? Agnes takes Wanda in after caring for her boys all day, giving Wanda a day off. And, the music kind of gets a little bit low, and they're like, "Where are the kids?" I'm like, "Oh, they're probably playing downstairs." She goes downstairs. It's creepy. It's dark. Vines are everywhere. There are columns, doors, possibly to different dimensions, similar to Doctor Strange. And finally, Agatha presents herself as herself. Yes, Agatha Harkness. It is who she is. And we get to see one of the best montages in any TV show ever, of her just manipulating everything around her. We get a sense that Agatha sent Pietro. We get a sense that Agatha was the one who was manipulating her bunny and doing all these things. She killed Sparky. It was so sad. That part, that was where I was like, that was too far, Agatha. That was too much. I wasn't a fan of that. But she's been playing her cards a little bit, playing Vision, playing Wanda, but to what ends? We still have no idea. It's possible that Wanda made a deal with Agatha, and maybe some memories were erased, and Wanda doesn't even know. But Agatha has finally presented herself as the real villain that we all thought she was. I'll admit I was duped. I was duped last episode. I thought Catherine Hahn was nobody, and I thought they were like, "Ah, oh, they've been playing us this whole time. Of course she's nobody." But now we know for a fact she, in fact, is Agatha Harkness. Is she working with Wanda? Is she working towards something with Doctor Strange? We know for a fact that Mordo is going to be a villain in Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, and this movie is going to connect to WandaVision. So maybe Agatha needs Wanda to protect her from Mordo, who is going after wizards, and clearly Agatha is some kind of wizard. I don't know, that's the closest thing I have to a theory, but at this point, I'm just enjoying going week to week, just enjoying the show. It's absolutely fantastic. Oh, the other thing we need to talk about, the commercial for this week actually made more sense than last week. There was a Nexus antidepressant, and the Nexus in Marvel Comics was the gateway in between dimensions. Maybe Wanda is doing something with dimensions and opening up portals and such. The Nexus is helping her somehow. That makes more sense than, Pietro just being made. Maybe that is Quicksilver, but we still have no idea. We still have no idea. It was a good episode. I will say it's not the funnest or the most interesting sitcom format for me because I've grown up with this one, but it was still pretty fun. And of course, Elizabeth Olsen does a great job at being Claire for Modern Family, so I liked it. I also like when Vision goes, "What am I doing? Why am I sitting here doing this interview?" And he just takes it off and like flies away. That was probably my favorite part of the show. His gym looks were fine. They were okay. People like the gym looks. They were fine. I don't think they do a good John Krasinski. But let me know what you guys think. Did you like the newest episode of WandaVision? Feel free to let me know at liveactionroommatepodcast@gmail.com. Send me your theories. Send me your questions. I'd love to answer some. Go for it. I want to hear them. Let me know what you think is happening on WandaVision. Finally, I'm going to leave you guys with a recommendation for something that I've recently been getting back into again, and it kind of ties back to the whole Blue Beetle news and a little bit of the Snyderverse as well, since this is a heavy DC Comics episode. There was a very good video game series called Injustice, which Batman vs. Superman has heavily taken from, as well as the upcoming Justice League movie, the Snyder Cut version at least. It's a very good video game, basically centering around the idea that Superman was tricked by the Joker into killing Lois Lane. This drives him mad, which turns him into a tyrant, and leads the world into a regime under Superman, leaving Batman to try to take on the Justice League with an alternate world version of the Justice League. It is a very comic book storyline, but tackles some pretty heavy ideas. I've recently been playing Injustice 2, which is the sequel to that story, which is absolutely fantastic. They bring in characters like Blue Beetle, like Firestorm, like Supergirl, who we just spoke about, and they do it effortlessly. They do a great job visually. The fighting is so much fun. They have very fun DLC characters. I rebought the game with all the DLC and all the new stuff for $20. You can do it right now for the PS4. I recommend doing it. It's well worth the money and the time. You can play as the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That's freaking awesome. You can play as Hellboy. That's even cooler. And you get this really fun story about them having to take Superman out of prison in order to stop Brainiac. But can they trust Superman? Can they trust each other? Can we rebuild the Justice League? What will happen next? It's a very fun story. Definitely check it out, Injustice and Injustice 2. Just Google the story of Injustice 1 and play Injustice 2. It's a fantastic video game. Yeah, check it out. There are also some comic books. I have not read them, but I hear they're very good. If you want to dive more into the world of Injustice and what the Superman from the DCEU is based off of, check out Injustice. Overall, it's fantastic. And it's what Snyder likes. If you like Snyder, you might like Injustice. Check it out. And that's all I really had for you guys this week. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys are excited for all this DCEU news or the latest episode of WandaVision. I'm so excited to see how this ends. Let me know what you guys think. If you guys have any questions, recommendations, anything, email me at liveactionremakepodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Instagram at liveactionremake or Facebook at liveactionremake. Give us a like, give us a follow, please. It helps support the podcast. It would mean the world to me. You can also follow me personally on Twitter at @ActionRemakePod. And you can tweet us. Ask us any questions. I'm so happy to see your questions and answer them on the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys have a wonderful week. Stay warm. If you're in Texas, please stay safe. It's very difficult for you all out there. I hope you all are okay. Thank you so much for listening. Wear a mask. Do what you love. I'm signing out.